Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:47, 13 before 9, flash flood warnings in certain areas. Washington Parish till 10:45. Flash flood warning in effect for the North Shore and parts of New Orleans, Orleans Parish. So it's going to happen throughout the day. The rain is going to come. The rain is going to go. And hopefully it'll time out where we don't get any flooding. The flash flood warning is for Northern Orleans Parish in southeastern Louisiana, of course, St. Tammany Parish and Washington Parish. Kirk Lapine joins us, our friend, president of Plaquemines Parish, to get an update on the recovery from Ida, day 17 on this Wednesday, September 15th. How you doing, Kirk? All right, we're going to take a break.
Tommy, can you hear
me?
There
we go.
Tommy?
Yes, sir, I can hear you fine.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I apologize. I was answering messages, and okay. I'm back.
I know you're busy. That's not a problem at all. I mentioned earlier it was good to see you Saturday in an LSU shirt, because at least it meant that there was a little bit of normalcy. What's going on in Plaquemines Parish, first of all, in terms of Nicholas?
Well, long night last night. We had either a tornado, water spout, something touched down in the Davan area that worked its way north. We got crews out there trying to identify if there's any damage, any assessments. We're waiting for calls. And then, you know, we got over 5.5 inches of rain last night in a short period of time. Our canals are full. Pump stations are working. We have a couple issues at a pump station. Mechanic is on hand. But it's just, I hate to use the analogy, when it rains, it pours, but we're just trying to keep up.
That's all you can do. Keep your head above water. Yeah. Again, you can't, there's no way you can say anything about this without having a bad pun. What about the Ida recovery, Kirk? Where how's things going there?
We're doing well in the southern end of the parish, where we just had some electricity turned on last night. We are on Tidewater Road. We haven't made it to the marinas yet. I've talked to the energy representative. Those are still out. We have sporadic people out in different, small feeds that need to be turned on. Braithwaite Park is still out, and that's on the east bank. And then from Ironton down, they're actively working on those poles, as they told me yesterday. The boil water advisory has been lifted for the east bank. We're waiting for tests back from Port Sulphur down, and so that's where we are right now. And ongoing recovery still today. We're just trying to get Nicholas out of here.
I'm trying to remember Ironton and Jesuit Bend. Does Jesuit Bend have power or not?
Yeah, Alliance Refinery. So that is power on both sides of the Highway 23 with water flowing. We actually are actively pushing water down. Cedar Grove lift station came back online. It was on generator power. So we are actively pushing water, and we still have the Bootville station actually pushing up water. So our pressure is good. We're starting to fill those reserve tanks back. So it's getting a little better every day.
The other thing I wanted to ask you was about people – returning to the southern part of the parish. Do you want that yet or not, or do you want them to stay? And what's the situation with housing there and everything else?
Well, what we have done is still kept a mandatory evacuation in place from Fort Jackson down. I'm going to try to get an update from Entergy because I'm trying – some people don't have power, so we really don't want to – look, if those residents want to come home, we encourage them, but if those who – don't live there, we don't want them there. And it worked very well with the sheriff. He still keeps the curfew in. We're trying to monitor those areas that are still without power. So that's just the holdup there, and we want them to come home safely.
Anything else you want to tell us, Kirk, about Plaquemines?
Just be patient. I hate to use that word all the time. The canals are full. We're actively pumping. It's going to take a little bit to get down. We know more rain is on the way. But we're still trying to assess from down the road up to see if there was a tornado or a spout and if there was any damage. So crews are actively out working.
The other thing I wanted to ask you was about Blue Roof and FEMA. Are you getting any blue roofs put on down in the southern part of the parish yet or not?
We do, and there's a program through the Army Corps of Engineers with blueroof.com. And they are taking those applications, and we've tried to put out that information as much as we can. I carry 10 to 20 tarps in my truck, and when I'm out and about, anybody needs a tarp, I give them a tarp. I'm trying to help them, but they need to really register with the Blue Tarp people, and they'll probably help them. Blue Roof, I'm sorry.
Blue Roof. That's right.
Yeah.
Do you know if they're putting any blue roofs on yet, the Corps of Engineers, or not yet in Plaquemines?
I don't know, Tommy. That's a good question. I'm going to try to get an update from those people today of how many have applied and how many they have serviced, and try to get a number and see where they are and if they're down here, where they are. And we'll probably send somebody out to take pictures and post it.
Outstanding. Thank you, Kirk. I appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, Tommy. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Hang in there. All right, 8:53, 7 before 9. Traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.